Maybe I will just begin and then hand the floor to you. I'm very happy here to be with Jens Stoltenberg. I think we actually met first when he was the Prime Minister of Norway. So it's always a pleasure to meet Jens, and we know we have a friend in him. He is, of course, he's in Iceland now for the second term as Secretary General to NATO. And we've had a very good discussion today about various issues. I think it would be right to say that, firstly, we talked about the Arctic. And I think we share the concerns that the Arctic has enjoyed an increased political interest with all the good and bad that follows an increased political interest. And, of course, our view here in Iceland is that the Arctic should stay a low-tension zone, and we are very focused on that in our chairmanship program, where we are focusing not least on the environment, but also on peaceful cooperation in the Arctic. We talked also about the issues concerning nuclear disarmament, and I think it is only right to say that, of course, everybody is worried about the fact that we're seeing an increased tension when it comes to nuclear weaponry. But hopefully, we will there will be found some solutions when it comes to that. And then we talked about hybrid threats, area which is of growing concerns in all of our countries when we're talking about cybersecurity and different sorts of threats to our security in the modern world. Now, we are going to have a meeting after this press moment here with our National Security Council, and there we are not least going to talk about hybrid threats, but also environmental threats like climate change, food security, and other issues which remind us of the broad spectrum when we're talking about security, and how we really can protect our critical infrastructures and also our democratic institutions. Now, I don't think I will have this any longer. Just hand the floor to you, Jens. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Prime Minister Jakobsdottir, dear Katrin. It's great to be back in Iceland. I've been there many times before, and I really feel at home for many reasons. Partly because Iceland has always been very close to my own country, Norway, but also because Iceland is one of the founding members of NATO. And the fact is that despite that you don't have a defense budget, you are actually contributing to our shared security in many different ways. And in NATO, we highly value the Icelandic contributions to our shared security. Your strategic location in the Atlantic helps to bind North America and Europe together, which is the main purpose of NATO, is to keep North America and Europe together. Second, you help us with maritime and air surveillance in the North Atlantic. This morning I visited the Keflavik Air Base. I met the personnel and I spoke with them, and they updated me on the important work you help us to do from the Keflavik Base. And then we are grateful for your contributions to different NATO missions and operations. Your contributions are civilian, but they are highly valued in our training mission in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Kosovo. And we also thank you for the help you provide when it comes to working with partners like Georgia and Jordan. So you contribute a lot, and my main message today is to thank you for your many contributions. Then you have played a lead role on women, peace and security. We know that it is extremely important to include also women more in our efforts, both when it comes to what we do at the NATO headquarters, but also in NATO missions and operations. It is important to make sure that we do them in a way which protect women, which we know are, or who are always among the most vulnerable in an armed conflict. And then you mentioned the different issues we discussed, arms control, where Iceland has played a key role hosting the Gorbachev-Reagan meeting back in the 80s. Now we see that the INF treaty that followed after that meeting, the INF treaty that banned all intermediate range weapons, now is in jeopardy. And we, because of Russian violations of that treaty, and and we continue to call on Russia to come back into compliance with the INF treaty. We also discussed the situation up in the high north. The message has always been that in the high north we have low tensions, and we need to try to continue to work to maintain low tensions in the high north, despite the fact that we see more presence, military presence, especially of Russian capabilities up here in the high north. And then, of course, we need to adapt to the fact that we see more hybrid and cyber threats. And that's part of the big adaptation of NATO, which is now taking place. And we will address this continued adaptation of NATO when we meet again at the leaders' meeting of NATO in London in the beginning of December. So my message today is that we live in a more unpredictable world, in uncertain and unpredictable times. We need strong multilateral institutions like NATO, and Iceland is contributing to the strength of our alliance. So thank you so much.
And then we talked about the nationality of Leifur Eiríksson, yeah, which actually created a security situation, yeah, here on the second floor. Yeah. So I think that, yeah, was actually the most hazardous, yeah, topic we discussed. True. But thank you. There are a few minutes if you would like to have questions or interviews, right? Is that,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Okay.